Good morning. Welcome to our podcast. I am Ignacio, your host, guiding this conversation with passion and curiosity. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce our special guests, Tristan, Sofia, and Miguel, who will share their insights and perspectives on renewable energy throughout history. A special thanks to Carlos, our technical expert, for ensuring everything runs smoothly. Let's dive into this fascinating journey through time and energy. Okay, so let's start. Let's see, Tristan, can you tell us some important moments in history of renewable energy?
Sure. A long time ago, people used to power of nature. For example, in ancient Persia, they used windmills to grind grain. This was one of the first uses of wind energy.
That's very interesting. Sofia, tell us a little bit more.
Also, many years ago, people used the sun's energy to heat their houses and cook. Some cultures built their houses to get as much heat from the sun as possible.
Yes, this is very important to keep warm. Miguel, what can you tell us?
We also need to remember what, in ancient Rome and later in the Middle Ages, watermill used the power of rivers to help with different types of work.
That's very interesting, Miguel. Can you give any examples of places where people used these energies and how they helped those areas? Tristan?
In places with a lot of wind, like Persia and Europe, windmills helped with farm work and made small villages grow.
Okay, Sofia, tell us something about that.
In places with lots of sun, like the Mediterranean and the Middle East, again, people use the sun to heat houses and cook. This changed how people design their houses.
Very good. Miguel?
In mountain areas or near fast rivers, water was very important. In Europe, water power helped create small industries and made the economy better in those regions.
Okay, excellent. Now, if we compare times, what are the differences between renewable energy in the past and now? Tristan.
In the past, in ancient times and Middle Ages, people used simple machines like windmills and watermills. These were very important for farming and all type of workshops.
Okay, Sofia?
Today, we have better technology. Now, we use big wind turbines and solar panels that produce a lot of energy and help the world economy.
Yes, all this technology has advanced a lot. Miguel, tell us a little bit more.
Also, today, we think about energy in a global way. We don't only think about what one town needs, but also about the environment and how to protect the planet.
Very good. Okay, let's finish the interview and finally let's see how can we connect the past with today's energy problems. What can we learn? Tristan, what can we learn from all of this?
History shows us that using natural resources well has always been important. All the ideas can help us find new solutions.
Okay, Sofia, what can you tell us?
Seeing how people in the past used what they had helped us think about sustainable solutions today. The different ideas from history are a good example.
Okay, Miguel, let's see what you can tell us.
Also, learning history helps us to respect nature and traditions. If we learn from the past, we can take better care of the planet in the future.
Fantastic. Thank you all for your answers, Tristan, Sofia, Miguel. Today we saw the renewable energy has a long history and we can still learn a lot from it for our future. We hope this trip through history helps you look for sustainable solutions. See you next time.